There's a saying, perhaps you've heard it before, business hates ambiguity, yet it's quite comfortable with risk.
This is Beyond Polarity with Donna Kennedy Glantz.
International investment is a fact of life in Canada, and over the years, Canada and Alberta has proven itself a good investment. A lot of my professional life has been vested with the petroleum business, a culture of exploration, an enterprise that risks billions of dollars. And there's a huge risk for Canada's reputation as a good investment if we can't get our act together on pipelines. Within the last year, three energy export projects have been sidelined or killed altogether. Canada's walked away from billions of dollars.
Cancelled, July 2017.
Malaysia's state energy company Petronas's $36 billion Pacific Northwest liquefied natural gas plant.
Cancelled, October 2017.
TransCanada's Energy East pipeline and Eastern Mainline projects projected to carry 1.1 million barrels of oil per day from Alberta and Saskatchewan to Eastern Canadian refineries and a marine terminal in New Brunswick.
On hold, April 2017.
Kinder Morgan Canada's expansion of the Trans Mountain pipeline to nearly triple crude flowing from Fort McMurray through British Columbia to Asian markets. Investors are now turning their backs on Canada, and with good reason. Squishy, uncertain timelines for regulatory decisions on their projects, seemingly never-ending changes in how these decisions are to be made. For example, upstream, downstream emission studies, even gender reviews of pipeline projects, an onslaught of court challenges. For example, there are 18 federal lawsuits challenging the Kinder Morgan expansion. And once regulatory and legal hurdles are met, investors wonder about the willingness of governments to intervene to subdue civil disobedience by project opponents. So here's the question that's in play. Will approved pipelines actually get built? Pundits frame the pipeline wars as a constitutional impasse between provinces and the federal government. In a way, that's true, but not in the way one would normally expect. It's not a jurisdictional dispute between the feds and resource-owning provinces. Those lines are clear. The constitutional impasse is our inability to use Confederation effectively in the way it was intended. When one province has the ability to block the economic prosperity of another province, and the federal government isn't certain about its role, we have a deadlock. What's at issue is the ability of independent voices to shout down and even stand in the way of regulatory and legal decisions. The Trans Mountain Pipeline has been found to be in the national interest, and the project proponent, Kinder Morgan, is saying they aren't confident they'll be able to build the pipeline. The president of the company said as much. "We can't build a project in the courthouse," says Stephen Keane. That was on the 9th of April. We're all waiting to see what Prime Minister Trudeau and the federal government will do. Meantime, it's worthwhile to think about how we can all rise above the polarity. Albertans, thankfully, don't play the victim card lightly. Configuring this stalemate as independent voices versus the Canadian national interest risks leaving us stuck. We're back to tit-for-tat, project blockades, unending litigation, and economic retaliation. Is there a way forward for Confederation and past the current politics and acrimony, especially between Alberta and BC? I think so. Remember, I'm the farmer's daughter, a pragmatist by nature. Here are some ideas to ponder in Canadians' national interest. Let the private sector pay for the Kinder Morgan pipeline expansion and use public dollars to build a refinery in British Columbia. More of the oil is then processed before it hits tidewater. BC gets jobs and better access to higher value refined products. And two, resurrect the Energy East pipeline project discussions. Determine if the project is in the national interest and whether it's economic. Delivering feedstock from Alberta to refineries in Quebec and Atlantic Canada and displacing oil imported from countries where environmental and human rights don't measure up Seems like a very Canadian idea. Are these pipe dreams? Perhaps, to cynics and the weary, but perhaps not if Canadians could hear the voices of the past, if Canadians could move forward with the knowledge of Confederation and how it was meant to work. We can stay stuck and keep feeding the polarity, continue to put the boots to optimism, or we can rise above the fray. In 1982, as Premier, Peter Lougheed acted with pragmatism. We can do the same now, moderating the tension between worn-out cynicism and sunny ways idealism. What are your ideas for Alberta's rebound?
Beyond Polarity with Donna Kennedy Glanz. Let Donna know what you think of the ideas, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast. Thanks for listening.